You are with Phoenix 98 FM here at Latitude Festival, and I am now joined by three quarters of the Bootleg Beatles. Good afternoon, gents.
Heyo.
Good evening. Hi. How you doing? Afternoon, evening, whatever. Hi. Hey.
First things first, introduce yourselves however you like to introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Jason Kelly, I play John Lennon, you know.
I'm Steve, and I play Paul, you know.
I'm Gordon Ellsmore, and I play Ringo.
Righto, and where's George, in inverted commas, right now?
I think he's in the festival. He's meditating, that's right, getting ready for Nobody Really Knows. I'm sure he'll be back momentarily, but yes, your guess is as good as ours.
Yes.
Fair enough. And when he's not being George, who does he answer to? What's
Steve,
the answer to?
Again, as with this band, there's me that's Steve, there's Steve that's George, and a couple of the backline guys are called Steve. So if you just need to get anyone's attention in this band, just say Steve. We all turn round. So
even me.
Even Gordon.
Excellent. Now, as the Bootleg Beatles, now you are kind of like the Beatles tribute act of Beatles tribute act. I'm not even sure if there's any many other Beatles tribute acts, because you cover pretty much all eras of the Beatles, don't you?
We do try to. Obviously, we pick sort of key points within the Beatles' career and try and replicate them as near as we can with the relevant costumes and guitars and, of course, material that we play. There are many, many Beatle tribute bands out in the world. And, I guess we're just one of the many, really.
Indeed. And I'm already thinking it was a few decades ago that you originally got together.
Yeah, well, the Bootleg Beatles was born out of a West End show called Beatlemania, and that was an American production of all things, and they came over to the UK looking for four people to play the Beatles, which they found. That show run for a period of time in the West End. Then when that show sort of came to its natural end, the four guys that had learned to be Beatles were kind of at a loose end, so they thought, let's see if we can get some shows ourselves, and we'll give it 6 months. And that was 1980, so it's quite a long 6 months.
Yes, I can imagine. Yes. So what would you say is he's here and joining us.
Fresh from Liverpool. I'm coming back from Ormskirk.
Yeah.
Just driven from Ormskirk in my car.
Wow, amazing.
I've been here ages, I do apologise, I was stuck in a queue.
No problem, Steve, aka George.
Thank you. Yeah, Stephen Hill, play George.
Excellent. I've seen kind of like your promo photos. You have lots of different eras. Are there some eras that are like difficult to cover? Because I mean, the Beatles themselves didn't play a lot of their material live, a lot of their later material. So how do you find incorporating that into your set?
Well, it's.
We've got an orchestra.
Not today.
Not today.
But the thing is, I mean, it's a misconception, because people are saying the early stuff, it seems easier to play because it might be three or four chords, a little minor here, there, or you know. But it's all difficult, because what we're doing is representing all the eras, and they're all difficult and different, do you know what I mean? So they've all got their own, even though, I don't know, it's a weird thing, because we've been doing it so long, it's hard to explain, but all those different eras are all difficult to play and make look convincing and sound as good as what people remember them, you know. And they are, and that's that, but we've been doing it so long, it is second nature, but we're always thinking, you know, always thinking what we're doing, how we look, how we say things, how we look when we're singing. And when we're not playing, that's important as well, because you've still got to be portraying that character while you're not playing as well, you know. So people are thinking, oh, you know, what's he doing with his leg? What's he doing with his lip? Or there's a thousand things you've got to think about when you're doing it in all eras, you know.
It's all tricky, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, tricky, yeah. Obviously, as Gordon said, to do the later stuff, we do have a touring orchestra, which come along with us, and they enable us to do songs like I'm the Walrus and All You Need Is Love and Penny Lane and stuff. So, what the band do, it's probably no more taxing than what it would be if we were doing She Loves You. They're all equally difficult, as Steve says, to sort of pull off. It's just that when you have the orchestra, it just gives that extra layer, you know. So you are able to pull off those really, really intricate songs, but it's with the help of, you know, other musicians. So, I would say... You know, early and late stuff, it's equally as difficult. People think that the early stuff is easy, but it's not necessarily.
No.
It sounds bad to say, but any Tom, Dick and Harry can put a guitar on, play four or five chords. But it's very difficult, like I said, to try and... You're being somebody else, and you're being somebody in their prime. You're being somebody else who is a Beatle, and everybody knows what they look and sound like. And we've got to do that, you know, because everybody knows. People, sometimes you get the feeling people are going, come on then, let's have a look. I've heard about these, or come on then, let's see what they got. And we want to impress them, we want to do it justice, we want to do the Beatles justice, you know, and the people who are standing in front of us paying X amount of money, whatever it is. So we have to be on the ball, you know. There's no time to relax, or it's constant. It's always on. We're always on when we're on the stage, you know.
Nightmare?
It's a nightmare, I'll be honest. In a good way.
Yeah. I can imagine. Now, Tyson, you are very much in role the moment, in a sort of like early 60s era Beatles. So how is it trying to get kind of like the image right as well?
I mean, a lot of it has to do with luck and how you're born. And with what, you know, nose you have, and luckily for me, I have sort of a long nose, or a slightly more protrusive nose, which Lennon had a strong nose, right? So that was number one. You got to have a good, decent look, right? Number two, you know, you got to be musical. You got to be able to pick out harmonies and stuff if you're one of the, you know, three up front. I don't think Ringo harmonized a whole lot, but you know, it's just one of those things where you have to be musical, right? And then the third thing is, yeah, you just have to be an actor, a performer. You have to be able to emulate that role, right? So if you have those three, and you can sing, then you're like, you know, definitely those have to be in place for this kind of caliber of a show, you know, because obviously people come up to, you know, to see us at the shows, and you have to meet a certain expectation, right? Because this company has that reputation of being, you know, incredibly diligent in replicating all that stuff. So yeah, for me, I just got lucky and had some of those abilities. You know, loved the Beatles growing up, learned all their songs, went to karaoke, always did Beatles songs, always did Lennon songs, realized I have a similar timbre when I sing, you know, and maybe there's a way to do this for a living, and I didn't think anything of it until somehow it ended up in my lap, and that was 15 years ago, and I joined this band about 5 years ago, and yeah, it's just been an absolute roller coaster ever since. Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, the thing is with the Beatles, I mean, everyone knows the Beatles.
Absolutely.
So there's no get out. You know, you've got to be on the money or go home, because people will just pick holes in everything. You know, you have fastidious fans out there that know, you know, what Paul, John and George had for breakfast in 1964 on a Thursday in January. You know?
I can believe it.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, the detail that people go into this band is incredible. So you have to be on your game at all times. So we spend hours poring over, you know, video footage and photographs and so on and so forth, trying to mimic and, you know, convince people just for a couple of hours that they're seeing the real thing. You know, I mean, obviously we know we're not the real thing, and we don't take it seriously in the sense that we're the real thing. But if we can suspend people's disbelief for a couple of hours, then it's a job well done, you know.
Yeah, because you forget, because although, you know, it is four lads from Liverpool that, you know, The Beatles, they weren't your four typical Liverpool, you know, the way they sound so different to any other people. I mean, they are from Liverpool, but they don't sound like your average four Scousers in a kebab shop at, you know, midnight, whatever. And that's not disrespecting, I'm just saying they're so unique, the way George talks, the way John spoke, Paul, Ringo, so different to anybody you've ever heard from Liverpool. And then you've got, like Tyson was saying, you've got to do that. That's a completely different voice. You've got to act, you've got to know what you're playing, know what you're singing. You know, it's a non-stop for us. It is an acting job for 2 hours, an hour and a half, whatever it is, where we are.
I bet it is. Yes. We're running out of time, so remind us where people can find out more about the Bootleg Beatles. I know you've got a tour coming up soon as well, so where can people go to find out more about that?
If there's any information you need to find out about the band, you can visit bootlegbeatles.com. There should be plenty of information on there, and on the website there's contact details should you need to know any more than that is actually on the site. So I would suggest bootlegbeatles.com. We're obviously on Facebook and Instagram and all those as well.
Obviously.
So you can contact us through those media platforms, and we hope to see you at the show.
That's right. And from one speaker to the next, we hope you've enjoyed listening to our programme.
We definitely have. Good luck with the show today. Good luck with all your upcoming shows. And thanks so much for chatting to us today.
Thanks for having us.